Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. And you know what today is? It's Money Monday. And guess who's with us this morning? Well, I'll tell you in just a second. After I do tell you that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. And let's see, they are a family-owned dealership since 1915. They're North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They cordially invite you to find out more about the great options they always offer when you purchase your next vehicle. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used cars from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia, and actually they have all sorts of vehicles, not just cars. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service, second to none, with decades of experience. Learn more. Visit them today on the web at sunburymotors.com. And as usual on Money Monday, we count on Bob Garrett, the president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, to bring us up to date on what's going on in the area. And he has invited several guests, two in the studio, one by phone. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good to be with you. And as we like to say, this is Money Matters Monday, Joe, not just Money Monday, but Money Matters Monday. And I have good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
The bad news.
The bad news is that we have two guests, and the good news is that we actually are surrounded by people who know what they speak or what they speak of. So,
okay.
So Joe, we're
implying that sometimes in this program we don't have people who know what they're speaking of.
You know, Joe, that the theme of this show, all I know about Money Matters is Money Matters, is but really that's really for you and me. What we have with us today are guests who will who actually know about Money Matters. So the mnemonics don't work quite as well for them. But now that I've got us completely confused, let me say that what we'd like to do today is use the two events that are happening this month to characterize the month of March as Economics Month here in the greater Susquehanna Valley. So let me just tell you who's here with us. First, my co-chair and top realtor in the Valley, Amy Buhner's with us. Say hello, Amy.
Good morning.
And at my side here is Dr. Matt Rousseau, who is the dean of the Sigmund Wise School of Business at Susquehanna University. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
And, Joe, I think we have Lauren Bryson on the line. You're going to hit the magic button, and Lauren should be there. Good morning, Lauren.
I hit the magic
button.
Thanks,
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. So to the question about economic development, so that work, one of the best definitions I've heard is economic development is creating conditions to encourage investment. And that work is not done by one, but by many. And that's what the Industrial Development Forum is about, is to infuse innovation into economic development. And this is decision makers at the local level, the regional level, involved in infrastructure, planning, so many different factors. It's really the work being done by many. But what we're excited about the forum is that it infuses a lot of diverse thought into solutions to some of the challenges that industry has faced today. So I think our region has a strong economy. One of the reasons is it's diverse, but it's, you know, still facing challenges in terms of infrastructure, workforce, and many other things. So the Industrial Development Forum brings in experts, topic experts, and allows, right now we're at 240 registered attendees, to really innovate and collaborate to decide and figure out how we not only support industry growth in a smart way, but that we attract new industry to the region as well. And just a quick point on that, and then I'll wrap up. It's important to note that we have to constantly be forward thinking. So if we look at the Industrial Revolution, the evolution of industry, it takes about 80, 90 years to go from Industry 1.0 to Industry 2.0. Well, the last Industry 4.0, which was cyber physical systems, IoT networks, into 2020, which is Industry 5.0, this is mass customization, AI, cognitive systems, that was 10 years, and it's been taking 80 to 90, then about 40, and now we're at 10. So the speed of that, and we do that by, you know, working together and collaborating to reduce risks and time to keep these projects moving and being competitive in the market, but again, in a smart way so that our communities win.
Is what drives progress in society. So studies have shown, of course, when companies can do well and innovate, they can make a lot of money, potentially, if they can provide products that consumers want. But research has actually shown most of the gains from innovation don't go to the companies, they go to the consumers, who end up getting new and better products or services. The number that I've seen most often is that 95% of the gains actually go to the public at large, not the person who started the business. So the entrepreneurs here trying to innovate are really doing a service to society. So I love that this forum is happening and that so many are going there. In terms of the local economy, I mean, boy, it's somewhat buzzing in terms of the unemployment rates, right? They're, once again, pretty much at historic lows. We want to get the labor participation rate up again, and that seems to be a challenge. Inflation has cooled down. The question sometimes I'll hear is, when will prices come back down? And the answer is probably never, because we don't usually see deflation. What we're hoping for is that inflation falls back to historic levels of 1 to 2%. And in terms of companies potentially coming here, a lot of what I know is actually from Lauren and her group on why this is such a good area, right? There's good transportation routes. Often there's a great labor pool. Right now, one issue, I think, in this area, in order to entice companies to come here is we'd like to have a little bit more of a broader workforce. It's tough if I am a company looking at this. Boy, these unemployment rate numbers are so low that I might wonder, where are the workers coming from? That's the question that I would have if I was looking to perhaps relocate into the area.
Matt, how does that tie into the participation rate? If there are 61.9% of the people are all that's in the marketplace, we're looking for jobs, how does that tie in with the unemployment number?
Well, the unemployment is separate. Unemployment only counts those who have a job. It's the percentage of those who have been actively looking for a job divided by those who are working plus the same who are actively looking, so the labor force. But if the labor participation rate went up, went back to historical averages, that would mean an extra percent or two who are available in the workforce. The labor participation rate has dropped pretty significantly since COVID.
Any studies onto why people are not participating? Is it because of the COVID virus from the 2020s, or is it...
Participation rate, we sort of turn into what we call barriers to employment. And we know the three big barriers to employment in the greater Susquehanna Valley are training. Do people have the skills for the jobs that currently exist? Also, the next is childcare is a huge issue. If you look at who's still on the sidelines from COVID, it's by and large mothers that are of working age with young children. Just not possible for them to get back into the labor force. And the other one, near and dear to our heart, Joe, is transportation. Transportation is a massive issue. And anyone who has an easy solution to rural transportation doesn't understand the issue. It's very, very difficult. And as you know, our Transportation Committee has been tackling it for quite a while now, and we'll be talking about it again this Friday at our transportation meeting. So three big barriers to employment. If we can knock down those barriers, I don't think we're ever going to completely overcome them, but if we can knock those barriers down, we will be far better off.
Well, Lauren, let me ask you, is your forum considering the fact that women, these people need to get back into the marketplace and finding ways, innovative ways to get them back in?
Absolutely. So part of our forum has an exhibit hall of sponsors, and one of those sponsors is a resource that helps companies support their talent to find childcare. So that's just one of many examples of exhibitors that will be at the forum that are providing solutions to smart industrial development. And one other thing I would just want to note on the workforce discussion is something that we have to continue to think about, too, is automation, robotics, technology, electrification, all those things that are going to continue to impact how we look at talent and labor force and how many we need and what type of skill sets. And our keynote speaker is a senior executive with ABB, which is an international technology leader in electrification and automation. So we're going to be hearing from him a little bit on the fact that the U.S. is their largest market that they're investing in worldwide. And so they see a growth in this. And how is that going to impact, how we look at labor force? So absolutely, very key topic.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be back with our guests in just a moment.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
It's time to put your best foot forward for some warm weather fun. First, visit Mifflinburg Variety, your family footwear store. They have all the popular names like New Balance, Saucony, Wolverine, Timberland Pro, Under Armour, and plenty more. Mifflinburg Variety has all the equipment you need for outdoor fun, like camping, fishing and hunting gear, and sporting equipment from Outdoor Research, Marmot, Remington, and Winchester. There's kitchen and household items by Cuisinart and Hamilton Beach. Plus, they carry toys and gifts by Melissa and Doug, Ertl, and lots more. All at Mifflinburg Variety, your family's variety store in the Buffalo Valley Shopping Center, Mifflinburg.
TiVo Stream from SCCV seamlessly integrates live TV, on-demand recordings, and your favorite streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus without changing inputs. The convenient Start Over feature restarts a live show, while Catch Up lets you watch a show that's already aired for up to 72 hours. With our mobile app, your recordings are accessible anytime, anywhere. Experience the future of entertainment with TiVo Stream from SCCV for $5.95 per month. Visit sccv.com/TiVo Stream.
Attention all Central PA peeps. Easter's coming. Where will you be? You are invited to Christ Wesleyan Church for Easter weekend services on Saturday, March 30th and Sunday, March 31st at our Milton campus, Sunday, March 31st at our Sunbury campus, and online offerings that can be found on YouTube and our website. We would love to see you for a family-friendly service celebrating our risen King this Easter season. You can find more information on cwc.life. That's cwc.life. See you there.
The all-new Shimox Furniture World in Mount Carmel has everything you need to refresh your home. Enjoy three stories of beautiful furniture, mattresses, and accessories, including all of the latest colors and styles, and all in a hassle-free environment. Our staff would love to help you find the perfect piece, and we know that we have the best prices around. And as always, get that awesome Shimox service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old. Come visit us at Shimox Furniture World, where we've been serving our community for over 100 years. It's all new in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Welcome back on board on the mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're delighted to have our guest with us from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, from Susquehanna University, and from our good friends at Focus Central PA. Matt, Dr. Rousseau, got to ask you this question. You talked about how robust the economy in our area seems to be doing. Should Joe Biden take a bow?
Well, presidents generally will get too much credit when things go well and too much blame when they go poorly. So looking at various things, what has Joe Biden done well or not well? Well, to the extent that the unemployment rates have dropped and they've stayed out of the way from interfering with that, that you'd have to give some credit for that. To the extent that the Biden administration has worked to restrict energy and energy prices have been higher, I think that has to, some blame has to go to the Biden administration on that one. And probably more, that's almost a more direct route, a more direct connection on a presidential action and something with the economy. So while unemployment rates are low, real wages have not really kept up. So people are employed, but they have not gotten raises. And during the break mentioned that we had two straight quarters where U.S. GDP dropped. We normally would see an unemployment spike with that, but that's a always, every time that's happened in the past 75 years, it has always been called a recession, except this time. Now, unemployment rate didn't spike, which is different, but real wages, so inflation-adjusted wages, dropped by 3%. So I've made the case, I will argue we had a recession. I think that was a recession. GDP dropped, and instead of the unemployment rate spiking, everybody just got poorer. So, you know, if that's not a recession, I don't know what
sounds
is.
Like one to me.
Yeah.
Bob?
Well, I guess that really supports the viewpoint that you tell us that many of your listeners and the people that call in point out, hey, all these numbers are rosy, but I don't feel rosy. And it really, our economy is really driven by the consumer. And if we can't have the consumer feel rosier and make people more rich rather than more poor, then we're not doing our job very well. Well, hey, we're the other axis of the of this Economics Month, Joe, is we're going to have Dr. Anibon Basu in with us for his 16th visit, and I know you want to ask that question: how many times has he been right? And we'll get to that, Joe. But can you get me a one-handed economist that doesn't do the well on this end? This could happen, et cetera.
Well, if we gave all power Harry Truman's full quote, we'd be off the air. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for saving me on that one. I want to go to Amy to get started, and then we'll bounce around our panel since we have people who know about money matters. And Amy, we do have Dr. Basu in 16th visit coming up later this month on March 25th. Anything you're particularly looking forward to with his presentation, and talk a little bit about why this matters. You're in an industry where the rubber hits the proverbial road, as we say, real estate. What does all of this matter? Does this economic information dovetail with the things you're trying to do in the real estate world?
So we talked a little bit before we went on the air, and I sometimes wonder if I stay in a little microcosm of myself and what is directly around me, because I often question the economist and the forecast. And when we look at nationally, I always feel like here in the greater Susquehanna Valley, we are a bit of a microcosm in many ways. So as far as real estate's concerned, I think we've been seeing that commercial, industrial, all a little bit more slow, only because of, I think, caution, costs rising, and then when there's an adjustment there, I don't want to step on industrial toes. Lauren knows much better than I, but inserting there with the forum that they're having is where, you know, all the collective meeting of the minds happens, so that you can bring all of those people together and work together creatively, boots on the ground, going out and really recruiting what we think will fit for our area and promoting why. But last year we had interest rates that were rising, mm-hmm. and then stabilized. I think oftentimes buyers take a deep breath and reevaluate, and they kind of, it just goes on the curve. It has affected the lower price ranges, because the inflated pricing that even our area did see, we are a much more stable area in a pricing perspective. We don't hit the super high highs, but I came into the business in 2008, and we weren't at the super low lows either. We had the effect of what was happening in 2008, but not the dramatic consequences that happened elsewhere. So I'm curious to see what this year holds. I'd like to know what the prediction is and see how the Valley fits into that prediction, both from a real estate perspective and otherwise, because I do think we live a little different here than the big picture.
Than the big picture. Well, thanks. That's very helpful. And Lauren, I'm going to come over to you. Amy talked about the forum creates the boots on the ground. I the way I was thinking is maybe the forum are the concepts of an industrial development, economic development, and then the economic forecast is the data to support the concepts, if you will, that sort of thing. What's your take on how the two work together, and how can we raise the basic understanding of the economy together here in the greater Susquehanna Valley?
Yeah, no, all good points. So I have often thought I wouldn't want to be an economist. Sorry, Matt, like the thinking and looking at data that we really can't look at the way we traditionally looked at it, and what's that going to look like moving forward. So it is about education, you know, looking at how company and entrepreneur decision makers are, you know, looking. They have to make a calculated risk when they are choosing where to put their investment in, and looking at all kinds of factors. And I think we've just had such disruption on how that happened that we need to have boots on the ground. We need to be thinking, you know, forward thinking, innovative on how we be competitive, because it is competitive. There are states and communities that are investing and very aggressive to get, and back to the point on wages, that's right. You want to attract and support additional growth in companies that are winning in the marketplace and winning with their workplace. They're providing high quality career paths, good wages, you know, all of those things. So that's why you want to be competitive to attract the good quality companies to stay and grow here.
Well, thank you, Lauren. We're going to go, Matt, our time is running short here, so we're going to go to you to sort of wrap this up. So economic forecast, 16th one with Dr. Anibon Basu. He has really developed quite a following in the greater Susquehanna Valley over those years.
Yes.
And
yes.
And you probably watch, listen to, read about more economic forecasts a year than the rest of us will do in a lifetime. What are your tips? Why should the listeners to this show care about an economic forecast? What is the data they should be looking for out of that so that they have, they're developing positions and opinions that are have some data basis to them? So Matt, to you, economics 101, forecast 101, what are you looking for? What are you recommending we look for?
Yeah, well, I'll start with the last. I think for most people, the forecasts actually aren't necessarily that crucial, right? If the economy is going to be great or it's going to be doing poorly, I don't know how that affects the behaviors individuals should take. In terms of what I'm looking for, one is a little bit of caution and humility and the understanding that it's incredibly difficult to make these predictions. And if somebody's stunningly confident in a particular action, I would tend to be a little bit more leery of that. Dr. Basu's does a fantastic job, and I think he gave all the appropriate caveats on, you know, when predicting seems like signs are there for a potential recession last year. And a lot of economists did think a recession would come. Every time when inflation is reduced, you tend to run into a problem where people continue to expect inflation to exist, and therefore wage increases will be pegged on what just happened for inflation. But then if wages go up and inflation doesn't go up, it's more expensive for firms, and that's where the layoffs come in, and that's why you have this cycle where a fall in inflation can lead to increases in unemployment rate. This time, the fall in inflation, for whatever reason, didn't seem to come with that spike in unemployment rates, which, of course, is good. Thrilled that that happened, but this was different. And I think a lot of economists are going to think through, try to figure out why exactly was it that this happened. So hopefully the predictions are a little bit better next time.
Will the political landscape throw this whole thing into a cocked hat, Matt, from the standpoint we have two guys who are going to beat it out. 70-some% of Americans don't want to see this rematch. You know, what is the impact likely to be in the presidential year and the congressional year?
Yeah, not certain. One thing that is government related that's not going to change certainly this year is the deficit spending and the debt, you know, the increases to the national debt. We've talked about this for years and years and years, and of course, it has seemed like there have been no consequences, but trust me, the consequences are about to happen. It's just like if somebody starting in their 20s says, oh, I won't need to save for retirement, and then they get to their 40s and say, I never save for retirement, and I'm just fine. Well, eventually it does hit you. The interest on the debt, especially with these higher interest rates that we're facing, is going to eat a big chunk of the budget, and it will be very bad very soon. I don't expect the debt spending to drop, and neither of the leading candidates seem to be talking at all about the debt, which largely is probably because voters right now don't care about the debt. But with that increased spending, I would not expect the economy to take a major negative downturn in the next 8 or 9 months. I would expect it to keep kind of moving along in the same direction and continue to slowly improve. That would be my very humble forecast for the next 8 or so months.
Okay.
Well, Joe, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is a nonpartisan organization. We don't have a PAC, so we don't endorse. But what we do is we try to meet with every elected officials, including the candidates for president of the United States, if they would answer my phone calls. We try to talk to everybody who's running for office, as well as those who are in, and stay in constant contact, because we think we have a solid strategic plan that, at least when they're here in our four county area, they ought to talk from that strategic plan. I know that's difficult to do. When they get on the stump, they have their stump speech and they stick with it, but that's difficult to do. Well, Joe, I think our time is very near end. So I'll go back to you and see if you have any questions
have
for
minutes.
Our panelists, any clarifications, et cetera.
I'm curious about, the impact. First of all, Dr. Basu, I know he has quite a following in the area. But I am interested in the dynamics in this political year, because so much could change. If President Trump gets elected, you're likely to see one set of economic circumstances. And should President Biden get reelected, you're likely to see an entirely different set. So, I would think any prediction about where the economy is going to go would have to include who's likely to be guiding the economy.
You make excellent points. Certainly Matt and I would agree. Amy, too, is more stimulus funding into the economy. We saw what that did, and just drove prices, skyrocketed prices in some cases. Frankly, where we would like to see either candidate, no matter who wins, where we'd like to see them is let's get serious about some deregulation. Let's get serious about doing things that support small businesses, and when I particularly deregulation in the energy sector, we know that is the sector that most seems to me. Matt, jump in if I'm wrong here, but most influences prices over. You raise the price of gasoline, and I suspect that most people who think the economy is good, they have one piece of data, and that's the what they're paying for a gallon of gas. And hey, and by the way, I was in Philadelphia this past weekend for the flower show, and gasoline down there is at $2.75. So what the heck's going on here?
Wow.
But usually you think of
nearby.
I guess they have a direct line to down to Marcus Hook or something. But 70 cents difference by going to two zip codes or so. But anyhow, what I want to say, Joe, is that the chamber believes that additional stimulus. Additional regulations right now was really going to injure this economy, and we would definitely not be in support of any of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lauren, one final question for you. When is your forum coming up again? Just repeat the date.
Yes, thank you, Joe. It's happening next Wednesday, March 13th, on the beautiful Commonwealth University Bloomsburg campus. All the details on our speakers, agenda, and registration is at our website, focuscentralpa.org.
Okay, and Bob, again, Dr. Basu?
The best place to go for that is the gsvcc.org. That'll be on March 25th. Right now we're saying 10 to noon. The 10 to 11 o'clock hour will be local presentations. You'll be hearing from local folks talking about the economy, talking about what they're doing with their businesses, et cetera. And then from 11 to noon will be Dr. Basu's presentation. It is 100% virtual, so everybody can participate. It's virtual.
Virtual.
The venue is your computer.
Oh,
yep.
That's a first, isn't it?
During COVID we did that, and frankly, the input we got back from the listeners, the participants, was they liked it very much because they got to see the charts, those kind of things. It's a very large. We tend to attract between 250 and 300 people. That's a challenge in the greater Susquehanna Valley, quite honestly. And if you end up at the back table, it's nice to have lunch with 8 or 9 of your friends. But if you end at the back table, I can tell you there's a chart up there. I can't tell you what it says. And Dr. Basu is so good with his charts. By the way, Joe, I should mention that he always has an interesting theme. This year's theme is the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I expect not only great information, but some really good theme music as well.
Will Clint Eastwood be here?
I'm hoping. Okay. We'll see an appearance.
Hey, thank you all so very much for attending. Matt, always going to get you back on the show again individually to talk more about the economy. And Amy, thank you. And Lauren, thank you. And Bob, as always, thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Open Phones and On the Mark on WKOK, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Okay, welcome back and On the Mark. We have one caller on the line. We had one caller coming in, but they must have departed. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Stanley, you have a comment this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Rural White Rage. That's a new attack from the left.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. On MSNBC the other day, they had two authors of a book about the dangers of democracy, threat to democracy, white rural rage, however you want to say it. Paul Waldman and Tom Schuler, I believe the names were the author. They say that the white man's a racist, anti-immigrant, conspiracy theorist, anti-democratic, white nationalist, and they excuse violence. So we're a danger to democracy because we live in a rural area. Did you know that, Joe?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, and that's going to be the new attack. So, but I have a solution. I have a solution. Considering the most of the food, I believe all the food is grown in the rural areas, and the majority of the farmers are white. It's time to shut off the spigot to the cities, these red cities and states. Since we're all so angry and full of rage, I guess it's time to show them just how full of rage we are and just cut off the food supply. Well, maybe that'll wise them up.
Most people believe that food comes from the grocery store anyway, so I don't know how well that would go.
Well, when the grocery stores suddenly don't have anything in them, they'll figure it out.
Well, I haven't heard this white rural rage, and what is that supposed to? How is that supposed to manifest itself? What are we supposed to?
We're all a bunch of anti-immigrants because we want a secure border, and we're racist because we're just white. I mean, that's just normal. We're born racist as being a white man. That's their other line. You can't help it because you were born white, so you're automatically a racist. It's in your DNA, Joe.
Oh, I wasn't.
You don't understand that?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
I didn't know it was in my DNA. But that's what they keep telling us.
Well, I think people in the rural areas do have a different outlook on things than people in big cities. Otherwise, we'd all have the same political philosophy. So, what is it about life in rural America that is different from the cities?
I have no idea. Other than we want to be left alone. to carry on our life, be free to live life, not of an overbearing government.
Now you're sounding like a libertarian.
Well, you know, I can live next to anybody as long as they're decent human beings.
Okay.
I don't give a crap where they're from or what their race is, as long as they came here legally. That's the big thing. But that makes us anti-immigrant because we want people to enter our country legally. That makes us a racist, too, because, you know, the majority of the people entering this country aren't white. Illegally. I'm talking illegally now.
Right, I know.
I'm not talking about the people that go to the process.
Right, I
but
know.
But the left wants to conflate the two. It's just plain up immigrants. But wait a minute. The Biden administration, I believe, is calling the illegals newcomers. I think
that's true. That's newcomers.
Label for them.
I love how we relabel everything to make it sound more palatable. Illegal immigrants sounds like a crime has been committed. Newcomers makes it sound like people that we've welcomed to the area and we're just so glad to see them here.
Well, I believe they are criminals. They committed a crime when they crossed the border illegally.
And calling them newcomers doesn't change that. But it makes it...
I know it doesn't.
Referring to them as newcomers...
That's their new line.
Referring to them as newcomers makes it easier to accord them certain rights. Oh, these are newcomers. Well, they need to work, so let's give them a green card. You know, they came from a bad situation, so let's grant them amnesty. You know, so
right.
I think that's, you know, the way we rename things. It makes it a little easier for us to do what we want to do or what the liberals to do what they want to do.
Right. So, Joe, that makes you an anti-immigrant. Shame on you.
Well, I'm
that
not an anti-immigrant.
Too?
I'm an anti-illegal immigration person.
Ha!
I'm
no... Bingo! Bingo, bingo, bingo. You win the prize because that's the right answer.
We just had the Chamber of Commerce folks on, and they were talking about the low unemployment rate in the area, and they're also talking about the need, and these organizations are trying to bring in additional jobs to our area to make it more attractive for people to come here and live. But if the unemployment rate's low, we do need other people to come here and work if we're going to attract more business, which will sustain the area. So legal immigration would certainly be something that would benefit us, I would think. But illegal immigration doesn't benefit us when all those people are is a drain on the economy.
And I agree. There's a video floating around online. There's an illegal immigrant who evidently had a woman, got pregnant, whether she was pregnant here, but the baby was born here, okay? Now, I don't know what country this guy was from. It's one of the South American countries. And I think he's living in Chicago. And he's holding this baby in the video. It says right here, this little girl is the reason I don't have to work. Because of this little girl, I get everything I need. Because she was born here. She's an American citizen. That's wrong.
Yeah, no argument. We'll give you the last word, Stan. We got to take a break. We have another caller.
Well, you know, us white nationalists, racist, anti-immigrant people need to stick together because we need a little bit of law and order in this country so that they don't have any more Lake and Riley's murdered on their college campus while they're out for a jog. So you all have a great day.
Like the fact that Mr. Mayorkas pointed out that they were not notified of this guy's status. That's because he was in a sanctuary city. Hey, thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call as always. Joe, hang on. We have to take our final break of the day, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
When it comes to stuffed crust, here at Papa John's, we know our stuff. Because when you've hand-stuffed as many crusts as we have, you know you become a stuffed legend. And now we're bringing you another epic flavor combination with the new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Made with a blend of mozzarella and garlic or ricotta, this pizza has your favorite calzone flavor stuffed right into Papa John's original crust. the new cheesy calzone epic stuffed crust pizza. Get a one-topping pizza for a limited time, only at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
Lisa Barrick. Hit it!
Oh, it's 2024 and the time is right to take this real estate game to new heights. My name is Barrick, that's Lisa with an E, and I'm going to show you how easy it can be. Buying or selling, we got the skill. Navigating the market, sealing deal. Properties shining like stars in the night. With me by your side, everything's tight. Caldwell-BankerPen1.com.
Your dream journey has just begun.
Caldwell-BankerPen1.com.
Lisa Barrick to grab on song.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to On the Mark, and Joe from Sunbury, you've been very patient. Good morning, sir. You are on the air.
All right. Good morning. I'd like to talk about some of what your guests had to say.
Sure.
Starting with Bob Garrett, is that when he started off the show, he kind of gave a rundown of what the economy was like over the past maybe 2 years or so. And at one point towards the end of that where, you gave it to other guests, he said about a recession, that a recession didn't happen. And then he said, a recession didn't happen in the traditional sense. And I know that then further on in your picking up from other guests that Matt Russo, which I've never met any of these people and I don't really know much other than what you have him on. I don't know him. Matt Russo, he, in it, I don't know if it was from you or if you had much to do with it, but he said basically what Garrett was talking about is always called a recession. And Garrett said it didn't happen in a traditional sense. So there's like a differing of minds of the same subject, right?
Well, if I can quote Dr. Russo correctly, he said he thought we had a recession. The only difference was the unemployment number didn't spike.
Right. So, but he did say that the numbers that Bob is talking about is normally called a recession.
Right. Two quarters.
We can't get into the details, and I can't remember, and I'm glad that you remember that part of it, but in general, they differ on the same, basically the same information, but a different. Because Russo is looking at the traditional sense of a recession, right? And Garrett is not, because Garrett even said not in the traditional sense. So what happens is that during this administration, they take out certain numbers that would lead to the facts or the realization of a recession, and they don't want to say that. So the and Russo, I was so grateful that he had mentioned this and brought it to the attention of you and the viewer or your listeners that this is fake news. And I thought that from Garrett, that I've heard him say other things. I don't always listen to him on Money Matters because, well, basically I don't have that much, so it doesn't matter that much. So anyhow,
Garrett,
he's like a half news guy and, you know, kind of making it sound good for the area. Maybe that's part of his job, but I just thought that was so telling of the guests that you had on. And the overall way that the administration says, well, we're not in a recession, and they're mighty proud of it, but technically, and as if you would have judged it, 20, 40 years ago or 30, whatever the time was, it would have been a recession, and that's my point.
Right.
Is that people in your audience that fall for this, like I think Eric said that he's really doing well in certain areas of his retirement and that, but, there's other people out there that are having to struggle to, get a roof over their head and that. And, there's, I look at Derek as a, or Eric as a demographic, not really one person, but there's a lot of Erics out there and Chris's like that just blindly listen to the media and don't do any digging. Like the unemployment report, if you would have asked, so I thought these were jobs that were returning jobs, not that Biden was creating jobs, right? That's a question that people like me want to have in or statements when they make the unemployment rates down.
You
know,
they
make that bold statement, but then
I
would like to say, well, that's because people had returned because of the pandemic, right?
Joe, I think it's part of each. I think part of it is some new jobs, and a lot of it is returning jobs that are coming back since the pandemic.
Right. Then when you say new jobs, then I would say, look at the percentage of the jobs that are created by the government for governmental jobs. That's a tax burden on the American taxpayer, right? A lot of these jobs that are new are government jobs. And if you have a fact that disputes that, I would like to hear it. But that's the kind of input that I would like. And, you know, I can't do that during your show, or you can't do it. You probably have some questions that you have laid out that you get to and, you know, make the show go along in an orderly manner. I'm not saying that I should be. But when it comes to a discussion like that, they're the kind of things that I would want inserted rather than just gloss over what Garrett says.
Well, let's take, for example, the way you get guests. This coming Wednesday, day after tomorrow, at the start of the program, we're going to have Senator Bob Casey on the program. And in dealing with his staff, I found out, and it's typical if you're asking them to come on the show, we ask them what they want to talk about, and they give us a couple of things they want to talk about, and then they say, now, what do you want to talk about? And we give them a couple of things, too. In other words, if our goal is to generate heat, then we don't tell them what questions we're going to or what topics we're going to talk about. We don't give them the questions. We just talk about the topics that we're going to be bringing up. So if we wanted to generate heat, we wouldn't do that. We just see what we could spring on them that would embarrass them. But if we want to generate light, that means we want to find out something useful from them about what they think and how they're behaving and what they're doing in D.C. or what they're doing with the economy or whatever. So, I mean, it depends on the way you look at it. We're not trying to jump anybody, but we are trying to provide the maximum amount of information we can for our listeners. Joe, I'm sorry I took up the last time you had this morning. Call us back tomorrow. We'll have open phones tomorrow. Senator Bob Casey on Wednesday. Thanks so much for being with us today on Money Matters Monday. Bob will be glad I put in the word matters on that. Join us again tomorrow for On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.